reindeer.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with...
Poop.
With Thompson. So, this morning, I am drinking some good coffee. Thankfully, I was out for 2 days, but now I got a big bag of this Island Blend City Roast by 365. And some lovely clover stornetta half and half. And some organic cane sugar from Paraguay. Muchas gracias para azúcar, Paraguay. Muchas gracias, Paraguay.
Muchas gracias, Paraguay.
Thompson is in a phase now where he likes to substitute letters for everything. For the first letter of everything, he'll substitute. So he'll say muchas gracias, or he'll say puchas pasias, or tuchas tasias, or, you know, because he's four, and four-year-olds do that stuff. But today,
knock, knock.
I wanted to do a special salute to a great role model for this show, Bob and Doug McKenzie. A, take off, you hosers. Goo, 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 goo. So, Thompson, what do you know about Canada?
I don't know about anything about Canada.
Did you know that you're 1/8 Canadian?
No.
Yep, and then I'm 1/4 Canadian, and my mom was 1/2 Canadian.
You are a big poop Canadian.
Maybe that's why we love to hockey so much.
Maybe it was
so, what is our topic for today?
It's poop fart.
So poop fart is our topic, eh? I gotta wait. So knock knock. What?
Who's there?
Ach.
Ach who?
Gesundheit. So, knock knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo.
You don't have to cry about it, eh? You sound like a wolf.
I was pretending to be one that doesn't have a mouth or a wolf man.
Can you do two dogs fighting? Okay, here's my impression of two dogs fighting.
What about an elephant and a dog fighting with their trunks?
Well, a dog with a trunk would be, I guess he's moving somewhere, eh? He's, like, moving his house because he put it in a trunk. I guess that'd probably go something like this. Ruff, ruff, ruff. And the elephant, like, the elephant stepped on the dog, right?
What about if the elephant sat on the dog?
So, Thompson, what you take skating lessons tomorrow? Are you excited? Because you're getting into the ice skating now, and that's good. You're 4 1/2, and you're on skates now, and that's going to make it...
You're 4 1/2.
I'm 4 1/2 as far as you're concerned, because you don't know anything before you were born.
I was born 4 or 5 or 6 or 9 or 2.
You sure have a lot of energy today. Did you get into the two for us?
My poop and your cranky butt magnet.
Wow. The 4-year-old energy, eh?
My 4-year-old Planetary Genji Menji Kenshi.
It's a rowdy show here today, eh? So I recently got the Bob and Doug McKenzie comedy album, and I happened to be in Toronto in 1981 when the movie Strange Brew came out, and I gotta say, Yonge Street was going absolutely insane. I've never seen Canadians that excited about, well, actually, a boot anything. They tend to be sort of reserved, kind of quiet, except about hockey, and a little snarky even, but very, very smart and lovely people. And
my legs can't move.
I'm very, very proud to have had so much time spent up there in the Great White North. They call it the Great White North because it's covered in snow and ice, eh? It's not no race
thing
or
anything. Thank you, Malawi.
Thank you, Malawi. Yes, there are Malawians in Canada, too.
Want to have some coffee? Want to have a fart in your coffee and a butt in your coffee and an octopus in your coffee?
An octopus, right? Like that comes down from the Joe Louis Arena ceiling there for the Red Wings. Now that's something everybody can get excited
only
about.
Has one leg.
Then he'd be a monopus. Octo means eight, so if he only has one leg, he'd be a monopus, eh?
What if he had two legs, or three legs, or four legs, or five legs, or six legs?
He'd be a bipus, a tripus, a quadrupus, a pentapus, a sextapus, a septapus, an octopus.
Octopus?
Yeah, because there's a Latin prefix for all those numbers, right?
Octo means...
Whoa, that's it. We're out of time,
octo
eh?
Means eight. Octo means eight. Octo means eight. Octo means eight. Octo means eight. Octo
yes, means that's eight. Right. Octo means eight.
Okay.
What does pento mean?
Coffee means eight.
The kid's just completely over the top today.
The kid's just in the top.
Special shout outs to Bob and Doug McKenzie, a.k.a. Dave Thomas and Rick Moranis, for our Quest for a Topic show.
The fires go running.
Any special shout outs for you, Thompson?
To go half and half.
I don't get it. He hasn't had any sugar or nothing all day. He's just a 4-year-old with a lot of energy.
Pew!
Okay. Special shout outs to Mama and Cullen, Aunt Lisa, Aunt Lori, and Aunt Lori and Uncle Dave, and Godmother, and Grandmother, and Nana.
And Mama, too.
And who?
And Mama.
And
Cullen.
And Cullen. And yeah. See you.